second hour, Darren, Donick, and Chase on this Friday. Darren McFarland, Chase McCabe, Willie D is in Chicago with the Predators. Preds and Blackhawks tonight at 7:30, as you've heard us talking about. Don't forget, you just made the list. Coming up at noon, got really good tickets on the line. Zach Brown Band, Bridgestone Arena, Saturday, April 25th. But you're going to have to bring it. Who or what is on your list? That's coming up in an hour. Right now, we bring in Bill Barnwell from ESPN. He now joins us. Bill, how you doing?
Hey, how's it going?
Doing fantastic. Thanks for joining us.
Yeah, my pleasure.
All right, so you've had a lot of stuff as of late as the NFL gets ready for the offseason and free agency. And, you know, we're talking a lot about the Titans here because they have some big decisions to make. We call them the Big Four, but really it's the Big Two and then the other two as a part of that, Ryan Tannehill and Derrick Henry. And I liked your primer that you had for the Titans of needing to create more cap room, sign Ryan Tannehill to an extension. So I'll start there. In your mind, do you think it's realistic that they can get a long-term extension done with quarterback Ryan Tannehill before they have to make the decision on the franchise tag with him?
I hope so. I feel like it makes sense for both sides, right? You know, the Titans obviously would rather have both tags available, which, of course, you know, depending on what happens with the CBA votes over the next few days, might not be an option. But as of right now, I'm operating under the assumption that both the franchise and transition tags will be available, which would obviously be ideal for Tennessee. I think with Ryan Tannehill, I mean, you know, I think it's pretty clear he's not getting to the open market. Either he's going to be franchised or he's going to be retained on a long-term deal. I don't think Tennessee plans on giving him a transition tag. I guess it's possible, but doesn't seem likely. So if you're Tannehill and you are going to be there one way or another, why not try and negotiate a long-term contract? Why not try and get 2 years of fully guaranteed money as opposed to one? So for me, I just think it, you know, the fit was so good last year. It made sense for both sides. Both sides did much better with this agreement than they had in years past with Marcus Mariota or with Ryan Tannehill in Miami. So I think both sides are motivated to get a deal done in the days before the Titans have to make the decision about the franchise tag.
So, Bill, with all that said, you know, a couple of your colleagues at ESPN, Adam Schefter, Jeff Darlington, I mean, they've put stuff out there about Tom Brady and that the Titans could possibly be the favorite for Tom Brady. So are you buying that, and do you think that that is – weighing on the decision with John Robinson and the Titans on whether to go ahead and try and get this deal done with Tannehill?
You never know. I mean, I think it's fair to speculate, but to me, I mean, Ryan Tannehill is better than Tom Brady last year. You know, I mean, like, it wasn't even really close. When you look at how they perform, look at the tape, look at the numbers, Ryan Tannehill looked like the old Tom Brady, and Tom Brady kind of looked like the old Ryan Tannehill. So to me, even if that's the case, I'm not sure I would rather have Tom Brady over the next 2 years than Ryan Tannehill. I mean, Tom Brady, you'd figure, is in his mid-40s. He's going to get older. You assume he's not going to get suddenly way better. Obviously, Tennessee maybe does have better weapons. There's going to be certainly the running game that Tom Brady did not have in New England last year, so maybe he'll have a workload. But I think just given how well everything worked last year in Tennessee, I would be tempted to run it back with those guys instead of worrying about the possibility, which I think is pretty slim, to be honest, that Tom Brady is going to leave New England for anywhere, let alone leave for Tennessee.
Yeah, kind of touching on what you just said, Bill, I think that's the interesting part, because what you said is true when you look at comparing the two last season. Now, Tannehill's body of work was not 16 games. He came in midstream. But you also look at this Titans offense, and you can say the Titans offense is way better than the Patriots offense. I mean, the Patriots didn't have a 100-yard rusher all year. Derrick Henry led the league in rushing. I mean, their receivers are better. Their tight ends are better. Their offensive line is better. So that does have to factor in a little bit. True?
Oh, sure. Of course it does. And I think that's totally fair to say. But I think at the end of the day, if Tom Brady's not clearly the better option and you have the ability to sign Ryan Tannehill, I think you go with that. I think that if this were the Tom Brady of 10 years ago, maybe even 5 years ago, and he was a free agent, I think you'd say, man, if we have a 20% chance, we have to go for it. Even if it, you know, even if we upset Ryan Tannehill. I remember when, who was it? Peyton Manning was getting shopped around and the Jets went for him, and they gave Mark Sanchez a contract extension because they kind of felt bad about pursuing Peyton Manning when he was a free agent. That's different. And I think this current Tom Brady, even given the players around him, again, he's in his mid-40s. He's getting worse. He's not getting better. Ryan Tannehill, still really in the prime of his career. So I do think the circumstances, of course, come into play. But we know with those circumstances, Ryan Tannehill was very good. So, again, to me, unless there's a reason to think that Ryan Tannehill is suddenly going to, you know, fall off and be a mediocre quarterback, which, you know, I guess could happen. Certainly not out of the question. I would rather go with the guy who made it work last year than run the risk of importing someone. Now, if it was just one-to-one, we know, hey, if we cut Tannehill, we can get Brady for sure. That's a different question. But I think there's a chance that you end up with, you know, not having either Tannehill or Brady, and then you're really in trouble.
The NFL has always, you know, they're always able to stay in the news cycle, whether they're playing or not. They are the best at it for sure, and their off seasons are always in the news cycle. But this one's a little bit different, right? I mean, this one feels like, I mean, with the names being tossed around and some of the things that actually could happen, and we know a guy like Phillip Rivers is going to be on the move, not sure where he's going to land, and, you know, what happens in New Orleans with all, you know, they've got all these quarterbacks and Drew Brees is coming back. And so there's real intrigue. Does Tampa keep Winston? Mariota has probably seen his, you know, his days here come to an end, and he's going to find a new home. And this one has a real shot to, here in a couple weeks, to, you know, have the world buzzing, the sports world here in the States buzzing about what's about to happen in the free agency period, right?
Yeah, and I'll tell you guys, just talking to people around the league, they're as intrigued by it as we are, including some of the teams who have to make decisions about their own quarterbacks in the weeks to come. Because, I mean, if you're Tampa and your choice is Jameis Winston or, let's say, Marcus Mariota, well, that's probably pretty close. Maybe you prefer Jameis because Jameis is just the more experienced guy in your offense, and you already believe from years ago that he was the guy, so why not stick with him? But if it's Jameis versus Phillip Rivers, Jameis versus Tom Brady, well, that's a different question altogether. But they don't know if Tom Brady is going to be available to them or if Phillip Rivers is going to be available to them. Phillip Rivers is going to be available, but who knows? Maybe he's going to decide, hey, I'm staying with Indianapolis. It's this enormous game of musical chairs, and I think it's really fascinating, and it's pretty rare. I mean, last year I was writing a piece for ESPN about the offseason dominoes and where you know, how one guy signing here can make a difference in here, here, and here. And I think the most exciting quarterback domino is Joe Flacco. And no disrespect to Joe Flacco, the word exciting does not come to mind when I think about Mr. Flacco for the majority of his career. This year we have Hall of Famers. We have, you know, guys who are getting up there but still impressive players. We have younger guys. We have every different kind of quarterback seemingly imaginable is available. Plus, we have a draft with a number one quarterback in Joe Burrow. We have Tua Tagovailoa, who could go to the Lions, he could go to the Dolphins, he could go to the Chargers. I mean, there's so much up in the air that it's just, I'm so excited to see what happens. I'm so excited to see if there's a team that ends up kind of being that last team left out, that doesn't have a chair, doesn't have a quarterback.
Bill Barnwell with ESPN, our guests. So Derrick Henry, the Titans running back, led the league in rushing last year, had a tremendous season. You have him in your article of that the Titans should franchise tag him. But before we get to that, what do you think his realistic value is?
It's tough. It really is tough because you watch them play. He seems so essential to what they do. And I think that, you know, they're a different team without him. I think it's absolutely fair to say that, but you look at every single running back contract, with maybe Ezekiel Elliott as an exception over the past 3 years, Todd Gurley, Le'Veon Bell, David Johnson, Devontae Freeman, guys who we saw as stars. Maybe Freeman doesn't belong in that class, but Gurley, Bell, Johnson, those were transcendent players when they were healthy. And they signed their big contracts, and they look ordinary. And in some cases, their offenses have taken a step backwards because of it. So the majority of running back contracts just don't work out. So it's a tough situation because Derrick Henry is, I think, a unique player, a very valuable player, a guy who has been very productive when Tennessee has trusted him with the football, which, remember, they didn't do that for stretches of time. He was even a trade candidate as recently as the 2018 season before he kind of got the ball more in the second half of the year and into the postseason, during the second half of the year in December. So I think you have to kind of put it off as long as possible. If you can use the franchise tag, even maybe use the franchise tag twice, I think that's probably the smartest thing financially. But if you're Derrick Henry, I can see you getting upset about that. So I don't envy John Robinson here. I think it's a, you know, I think he's a guy who on the open market would probably get somewhere in the $12 million per year range from a team. But I don't know if that's a great contract given what we know about running backs.
Yeah, and I think from Henry's point of view, I don't know if he signs it. I mean, maybe 1 year, right. But to your point, like, does he do it 2 years in a row? Is this a Le'Veon Bell situation? Because he only has so long to get his big payday.
Right. Absolutely. And I think from his perspective, you know, what else can I do? Hey, I led the league in rushing. I was the motor of our team in the postseason. I pushed us to the AFC Championship game with my running. You know, we brought in the guy with Ryan Tannehill, who was not regarded as a great quarterback. And because of the threat of me on play action, our offense looked great. So from his perspective, I did my job. You know, I deserve to get paid. And I think in that locker room as well, you know, we can talk about the value of running back contracts and the analytics behind it. But what do those guys in the locker room think if we see a guy who's carrying our football team who the team doesn't trust to give a long-term contract to? Why should I put out the same sort of effort if Derrick Henry is doing his job as well as any player at his position in football and he's not getting paid? So it's really tough. I mean, you know, there's just a, you know, I can see arguments in both cases to pay him, to not pay him. But at the end of the day, most teams do pay them. And at the end of the day, most of those contracts don't work out.
Bill, on locker cleanout day, I asked Jack Conklin about the possibility, since he played left tackle at Michigan State, you know, would he explore those options in free agency of potentially playing on the left side? And I don't know if that had necessarily come up with talks with his agent. I know the Titans obviously have Taylor Lewan at left, so if Jack Conklin came back, he would be a right tackle. But with everything that happened with the Browns yesterday and Greg Robinson, do you think that could change the market for somebody like Jack Conklin?
It could, because there's just not a lot of left tackle options out there. One of the guys who was available is DJ Humphreys, who signed a 3-year deal with Arizona to cut off the market. You know, the guys who are out there are your Jason Peters types who, you know, Jason Peters is a Hall of Fame player to me, but a guy who's in his late 30s slipped off pretty dramatically for the Philadelphia Eagles last year. There's a bunch of guys in the draft, which I think are might be a way some teams go, but there are more teams who need left tackles than left tackles available in the market. So if you're a Jack Conklin, or if you're an Andres Pete, who played tackle at Stanford, I believe, and then went and played guard for the New Orleans Saints, you might have a team that says, okay, hey, we're going to pay you more than a guard, and we're going to move you to left tackle because you're still going to be an equitable player at left tackle than as opposed to us running out a second-round pick who we don't trust, or, you know, moving another guy from a different position over. You have experience playing left tackle. Let's see if you can still do it. And if you can't, we'll move you back to guard or move you back to right tackle. But let's try this solution first. And I think the other thing is, even if he doesn't get moved to left tackle, the highest paid tackle in the NFL right now is Trent Brown, who's a right tackle for the Las Vegas Raiders, which is still strange to me to say. Juwan James got a huge contract last year in free agency, and he's up among the top 9 or 10 top left tackles in the league. So you can still get top 10 tackle money and play on the right side. So Jack Conklin, I think, is the most appealing option available in free agency when it comes to left tackles or right tackles. I think he's going to get paid like a left tackle, whether he pays left tackle or right tackle for his new team.
All right, let's end it with this, Bill. The free agency move that is going to break and we're all going to go, wow. What would be your answer to that?
Ooh, wow in terms of the money?
No.
Or wow in terms of the fit?
Who, right, the fit, like who lands. So I don't really, you know, not the contract, but like going somewhere else and we go, wow. What? How would you answer that? Who's the wow move?
Who's the wow? That's a good question. I don't think it's Tom Brady. I really do think at the end of the day, Tom Brady is a New England Patriot in 2020. Maybe it's maybe it's someone going to the Rams. Maybe that's it, where I think it's maybe like a Chris Harris going to the Rams, where it's just the Rams do have some cap space left, not a ton, but some cap space, and they can sit there and say, hey, you know, we were nearly a Super Bowl winner 2 years ago before our defense slipped off. And if we, you know, we have Sean McVay, we're going to get the offense right. But if we can just add that one more defensive piece to Marcus Peters and – or not Marcus Peters, excuse me. We can replace Marcus Peters. We have Jalen Ramsey. We have Aaron Donald. We have stars. You know, maybe it is a Jadeveon Clowney or a Chris Harris to the Rams where it's, we don't have our draft picks. Let's work our cap and get that one extra star in and hope that's enough.
I think we'll all remember, right, when we all go, wow, in this question, we'll see how it actually plays out because I think it's going to happen. I just have no clue what it's going to be. Bill, really enjoy your work. Thanks so much for joining us.
Yeah, my pleasure, guys.
All right, that is Bill Barnwell from ESPN, ESPN.com. He makes appearances on SportsCenter. He does a really good job, and he throws out a lot of this stuff on all the moves we've talked about on the show, and, it, you know, a lot of it's far-fetched probably, but it's something to talk about. It's a talking piece in the offseason, and I do wonder, and I want you to answer the wow move when we come back.
I love this question, yeah.
Because we are going to talk about that on the other side. Darren Donick and Chase, ESPN 102.5 The Game. All right, the question is, what is the wow move? Chase, you said, now, wait a minute, can this be a trade? I don't care how you get to the conclusion
because there's so – this free agency class is loaded. So, I mean, there could be a few. So it's a tough question.
With all due respect, I mean, as much as I appreciate it and I propped him up, I don't think Chris Harris is the wow move I'm looking for. Is that a big deal? You know, somebody like the Rams? Sure. Is that a good move? Yeah, but that's not the wow move. I mean, I'm talking about wow. You know, like Derek Carr goes to the Bears.
Yeah, like a trade.
Did you see that? That he tweeted out a picture with him with Khalil Mack and everybody's going crazy. Yeah. You know, they were teammates, right? I mean, they kind of know each other.
Right. But so there's nothing.
He's going to the Bears. He's got to go to the Bears. But, I mean, you know, so I'm just something like that. Jadeveon Clowney is another one. What if he, I don't know, what would be the wow move? Where would he end up that has everybody going, what?
Well,
Chiefs?
I think.
Chiefs?
Chiefs. Or, look, I'll put the Titans on the list because I don't think people have him, you know, the Titans being a team that would be after him.
Right.
So I think, to me, that would make me go, wow,
sure.
If John Robinson is able to swoop in. Now, personally, I if they overpaid him, I'd be like, it's not a good move. You got other things you need to worry about. So,
but isn't probably somebody going to overpay him?
Sure. And so that's where I'm leaning. Now, we all believe that Dak Prescott is going to be the quarterback of the Dallas Cowboys for many years to come. I think what's going to make me...
Do you truly believe that 100%?
I do. Because I think Jerry's going to overpay
him. I'm not willing to...
So you're not willing to go there? You think they tag him this year and it's a Tannehill situation of what we think is going to happen here of make him do it again?
Jerry isn't exactly one that likes, you know, there to be a back and forth. He doesn't really, you know, at some point, it's got, look.
But he's done it before.
As much as we like him, it seems like the Red Sox did that with Mookie Betts. They're like, look, man, we offered you $300 million, dude, you know. Then fine. Well, we're apparently not going to get anything worked out.
Right.
You want $400 million? We've offered you $300 million, $300 million guaranteed. So I think we're just going to move on. You know what I mean? So I mean, I'm not saying that's what Jerry Jones is going to do. I'm saying he's capable of doing that. Like at some point, if Dak Prescott keeps going, I need more. Like Jerry's going to be like, yeah, no. How about no? I'm just saying it's not – do I think, yes, he'll be under center when it's all said and done? But I'm not willing to say this is a foregone conclusion. It's like 100%.
Yeah.
Like I could see things getting sideways. By the way, that would be a wow move. How about if Tom Brady ended up in Dallas? How about if Jerry's like, you know what, fine. You're going to be like that?
I'll sign Brady.
I'll pay Tom Brady $35 million.
Okay. So the wow move would be if the Cowboys don't tag Dak Prescott.
Yeah,
That would be the WoW move.
Well, if, no, but they then they,
I, because of what you just said, that you this seems like it's going to be he's going to get tagged this year, and they don't get a long term deal done this year.
Okay,
that's what I'm taking away from you. I think they will, because I think Jerry needs to get it done before Pat Mahomes. Because if Pat Mahomes signs first and becomes the first $40 million quarterback, even though he just won the Super Bowl and he's earned it, Dak and his camp are going to push back and fight that and try and get that. And Jerry shouldn't pay that at that point. So I would be very surprised if they don't tag him, because I think Jerry's got to tag him this year and then figure it out or get a long-term deal done, and I don't see that happening.
Elijah, how would you answer it?
I think it's going to involve Teddy Bridgewater going somewhere. I think his value, because the way he handled coming in for Drew Brees for those six games, A, not losing, and B, pulling them out of some of those games they had no business winning. I mean, they were only favored in maybe half of those. I think his value has skyrocketed to the point where someone like maybe Indianapolis will throw a ton of money his way, and he might kind of skew the market a little bit. Just because I think he's going to get a big, big, big payday.
I like that one. Bridgewater could be a WoW move for sure.
I can't remember what writer had this. I think it was one of those hypothetical. It may have been Barnwell, actually. One of those hypothetical trade things.
I think he – remember he played out a bunch of crazy moves.
But he had Bridgewater going back to Minnesota trading Kirk Cousins.
Mm-hmm.
That would be a WoW move.
That would be a WoW move. Jerry, what's your WoW move?
I have a couple of them. Derek Carr to Tampa Bay. Tom Brady to Chicago. Phillip Rivers to Dallas.
Where does Winston go in all this?
Winston ends up in Carolina.
Boy, that would be interesting. That certainly would qualify as plural, WoW moves.
Okay, so go through that one more time. Derek Carr to Tampa.
Winston to Carolina.
Where does Cam go?
Phillip Rivers to Dallas.
Phillip Rivers to Dallas. And what did you say about
Mariota,
Derek Carr? Oh, you said Brady?
And KC.
Brady to Chicago?
Brady to Chicago.
And Mariota backing up in
KC. Who's in New England?
Dak? Because if he has
Teddy Bridgewater.
Teddy Bridgewater in New England.
Oh.
Okay, so where's Dak? Where's Cam?
And Dak you would send to Miami.
Dak to Miami.
Wow. Ooh.
That would be wild just because of all the quarterbacks moving around.
If that happened, you win the prize easily. Going away.
Yeah.
And it'll be great for the show.
That's a good hypothetical.
That's it. And where did you say Mariota? To Kansas City?
Kansas City.
Jerry, you've put some thought into that. I don't think you can just wing that. That's pretty impressive. Thanks for the call.
Thank you.
It's a hard question, but that's a good one.
That would be crazy.
Because think about how many quarterbacks would be moving around.
Basically anybody and everybody who could.
Yeah.
He had them essentially – well, I guess he didn't say Tannehill, so he's got Tannehill staying.
Yeah.
That was like the only one.
Brady to Chicago.
Did he say who's in Indy?
He didn't say Indy.
Well, Indy's not coming. I don't think they're trotting out Brissett. Who was left? In all of that.
Rivers has to go somewhere.
He said Dallas.
He said Dallas. Rivers in Dallas. Oh,
and Dak to Miami.
He said Dak to Miami. Okay, where does Trubisky go? Because he's got Brady in Chicago.
Oh, see, on that scenario, you keep him. You back up Brady.
That's a lot of dough.
You are paying a lot for a backup, but what do you? I don't know what you get for him.
Mm. Adam, top that WoW move.
You guys, this is your best show you've ever done, by the way.
Thanks.
Entertaining. Mine is Marcus Mariota goes to Green Bay with the loser and backs up Aaron Rodgers. He gets hurt, and Mariota looks good, like he knows how to do for like three or four games, and somebody overpays him like Matt Flynn.
So does he go on a one-year deal?
He's going to go on a prove-it Tannehill.
Okay.
Somebody else is going to pay the salary type of prove-it deal and then winds up looking good for like three games and somebody's going to overpay him drastically.
Interesting.
Not knowing the Mariota baggage.
Okay. Well, look, that makes a lot of sense considering who's the head coach in Green Bay. Sure. And Rodgers is not getting any younger. He seems to get banged up a lot. I mean, that's not – it's not crazy. Okay.
It's not crazy, but I don't – I mean, they were 1 year together. LaFleur and –
yeah, but he's just going as a backup. Yeah. I mean, you're not trading for him to be your starter.
Right. Yeah.
Any other movement?
No, I actually think that would be the best move for Marcus, too. But, not off the top of my head. I think a big move for us would be if we were to pay that offensive line to stay the way it is in Tennessee right now. Just because all the sacks, like everybody looks at the running game, the sacks are so bad. So if they were to bring back Conklin and every other piece, I would be really surprised by that.
Okay, good stuff. Thanks for the call. Let's come back and let's try to connect some dots on our own during the break.
And I'm trying to come up
Let's try to pull like what just played out, right?
And
let's
then
get a crazy scenario.
I have a follow-up question for you on these lines.
All right, we'll do that on the other side. Darren Donick and Chase, ESPN 102.5, The Game. My head hurts trying to figure this out. Doesn't take much for my head to hurt if they're trying to figure this out, but there's just too many dots. By the way, we were talking about this during the break. He didn't say who's going to Las Vegas.
Yeah, they need somebody.
Carr's gone, and we were trying to figure out who was left when the music stopped, who didn't have a chair. Cam Newton and
Mitch Trubisky.
Mitchell Trubisky didn't stay in Chicago as Brady's backup, I would find that hard to believe. We both agreed that probably the one sitting there or standing there without a chair best fits Las Vegas, and Gruden and his craziness is probably Cam Newton.
Yeah.
Right?
And then they probably draft somebody too.
Yeah.
I mean, that's another thing we haven't factored in here with some of these moves, because he said, Jerry said Dak would end up in Miami, which, okay, let's say this just for the argument's sake. Because to your point last segment about Jerry Jones at some point being like, hey, you know what? Here's your offer. Either take it or we're moving on. And I know they could franchise tag him, but what if Jerry just says, this is the Dallas Cowboys, I'll go find my quarterback, and he lets Dak walk, which seems highly unlikely, but just what if? Then Dak, you know, can go do whatever he wants. I don't think he gets $35 million on the open market. I just don't.
I told you, and the reason I brought up that I don't think it's a foregone conclusion and it's a done deal. We know Jerry Jones's ego is the size of the state of Texas. Okay, he's a multi billionaire who owns the Dallas Cowboys, and he certainly thinks highly of himself. At some point, he's going to be like, "We're the Dallas Cowboys. Like, I'm tired of all these guys going off to Cabo." Wanting more money, I'm offering him a lot of money. It's never enough. At some point, he's just going to be like, we're the Cowboys. If it's not good enough for you, then good riddance. And I'm not saying that's going to happen with Prescott. But another thing to keep in mind is if he gets top dollar, okay, then what about the roster? Is Amari Cooper? What does that mean? He's gone?
NFL Network.
We know that Brady, because he has never made top dollar, it has helped them keep the dynasty going because they could pay other guys.
Right.
If he always wanted top dollar, it would have affected their dynasty. True?
Yes, absolutely. And NFL Network, William McGinnis is raising the question of, if you are truly the franchise quarterback in Dak Prescott, instead of taking $35 million, shouldn't you take $28 million and that leaves room for Amari Cooper? Makes your team better. I think that's a very, very valid question. So, and to your point, I wish Jerry Jones would stand up and say, you know what, we're the Dallas Cowboys. Okay, we're a big deal. We're America's team. I got a lot of money. I've invested a lot of money in this team. You either want to be here or you don't. Here's your offer. Take it. If you don't, I'll go find somebody else.
We know he used to operate like that. I think his sons probably talked him down some, and it's changed a little bit. He used to be like that.
Yeah.
Like,
but he doesn't have any – look, he's not getting any younger, and he doesn't have – he's hadn't won the Super Bowl in 25, close to 30 years. And he got three early on with Jimmy – when Jimmy
barely
Johnson
won any
there.
Playoff games.
Yeah. I mean, and look, I've – as a Cowboys fan, have been critical of Tony Romo at times, but Tony Romo was a pretty darn good quarterback, and they had nothing to show for it with him.
Let's bring in Chris and find out his wow move or moves. What would it be?
Hey, how's it going, guys?
Good.
Doing well.
Now, this probably is a dream that will never come true, but for Titan-centric, how about just going for it all? We need a pass rusher. I think there's a particular guy out in the Mile High City that you should just go all in for. Go get Von Miller. Maybe give up that 29th pick or the second round pick. Go get Von Miller. That would definitely be a wild move. Yeah, you're on the hook for $20 million maybe this year. But next year, let's just say he doesn't pan out. You could cut him and save $17 million the following year. Do that. Trade Corey Davis, as much as I love him, trade Corey Davis, maybe see if you can get a nice pick for him. And if you can, why not bring Amari Cooper to Nashville? He will be great next to – he will be really good next to A.J. Brown if you can work that out with the money. But Derrick Henry and Tanny obviously has to come first.
Chris, you just spent a lot of money, my man. I like it. They're wow moves, but you just spent all of John Robinson's money. He's got no cash.
Yeah, it would cost. It would cost. That's why I said it's a dream.
I don't. And here's the deal. Like,
and by the way, you just lost Conklin. You just lost Ryan. Those guys are definitely bye bye, for sure.
And you got to. I mean, Tannehill and Henry. You're strapped.
You're gonna have to get very, very creative.
That's true.
Yeah. Look, I like Von Miller a lot. He had 8 sacks last year, but he's 30 years old. He's not the same Von Miller. I giving up a first. I know it's 29th overall, but giving up a first round pick and taking on that cap space.
That's a lot of cash for a guy that look. He's still really good.
That would be a lot, but hey,
I like the idea. I mean, in the spirit of the conversation, it's a good one.
I agree. And look, you what you said qualifies exactly what we're looking for. We asked for wow moves, and you just wowed us.
Yes, sir.
Thank you, Chris.
Thank you.
Here's my question for you. So, quarterbacks, and I'll use two that kind of fit this mold. Teddy Bridgewater and Ryan Tannehill. Which one of those two makes you the most nervous about of being next year's Nick Foles? Meaning, good backup, take over, win some games, get your team... You know, either keep your team in a good position in Bridgewater's case or take your team to the AFC title like Ryan Tannehill. And we saw what happened with Nick Foles when he went to Jacksonville.
That's a really good question because, you know, what's interesting is I'll never forget this conversation. I was doing the show with D-Mace, and it was right before the draft when the Titans had the second pick and Tampa had one. And then, of course, it played out. We talked about it so much leading up to the draft. And the draft happens, and it was like the Monday after the draft. And I said on air, and Derek went crazy because he's like, what? It doesn't have to be like that. They both can make it. I said, history has shown us.
They won't.
They're just both of them are not going to make it, okay? Somebody just drafted a bust. Okay, it's not going to live up, or it's not going to live up to the pick. It's just not. History has shown us that one and two, those two quarterbacks, somebody is going to miss on this pick. And he went crazy. And how could you know?
I remember that I was producing.
Yeah, that's right. And he was just like that. That's not true. Like it, you know, they absolutely both can hit. And I said, yeah, they could. I just said history has shown us that they're probably not. To your point, the reason I bring that up is I think you're onto something because history would tell us there's no chance that both of them are going to be home runs, right? Both are going to turn out to be really good starters for the next 5 years, right? I mean, would anybody really sign up for, yeah, I'm laying my money down that wherever Bridgewater goes and Tannehill, the next 5 years, both of them are going to be really solid starting quarterbacks in the league. Is anybody really going to sign up for that and believe it? I don't know. Maybe. I would say there's no chance of that. Like, for sure, somebody is going to be. I mean, by the way, there's all kinds of examples. It's not Foles. It's Case Keenum. It's, I mean, you can go on and on of guys that they're just, it's nothing against them, but they're just not meant to be 16-game every year starters. They're better in smaller or reduced roles. And that's probably how one of them is going to play out. I mean, one of them will not be worth the contract. One of them will not be the starter 5 years from now and look the same from next year to the fifth year. It's just, and by the way, there's a real chance that the answer is neither one of them.
Yeah. I've been saying, look, I love the idea of Tom Brady, but if you're making me choose, I go Tannehill. You stick with what you know, what he did last year. He's younger. You can get more out of him the next few years. So, and I stand by that. But to answer my own question, I am scared to death that Ryan Tannehill is going to be the answer to the question. That he could be the Nick Foles just because, based on his past. Because you can't forget the past.
Could also tell you Teddy Bridgewater's got a small, don't you think he's got a smaller sampling than Tannehill?
He does.
I would say probably signs point toward him more than Tannehill.
Yeah, and look, sometimes it's the system. I mean, the Saints, Sean Payton, Teddy Bridgewater, I mean, that's a good system to be in. Arthur Smith has turned out to be a pretty good offensive coordinator, and it was a good offensive system for Tannehill to be in, not to mention the guy you have behind you in 22.
I want to talk to all the men out there. Been telling you for years about my friends over at Cool Springs MD, and they know a lot of you have started to seek help for hormone deficiencies and imbalances. And Dr. Jeffrey Lodge, the board certified physician, his wife Daphne Lodge, and their experienced staff want to give you men out there the treatments that are required to improve your quality of life. And as we all get older, we all strive for that. And really, you don't have to be getting older to strive for that. You should always want that. And their services have already helped a lot of you here in the Middle Tennessee area and surrounding areas with improving your immune systems. You should always want your immune system to be top notch, right? Fighting off things. I mean, who wants to always be sick? Stinks. Energy levels. You should always want to have good energy levels. Your cognitive function and so much more. They're there to connect you with the medical care you require to have a healthy and enriched life. There's no better time to achieve that healthy lifestyle than right now. What are you waiting for? Pick up the phone, dial this number, make an appointment to go see the folks over at Cool Springs MD. 615-283-7291. That's 283-7291. Or go to their website, coolspringsmd.com. You just made the list coming up at noon. Great prize attached to it. EJ Raddick at the bottom of the third hour. So loaded third hour. We're talking about wow moves. And Elijah brought up a name, and it's not a wow. It's a oh yeah move.
But
or name.
But he factors in.
Andy Dalton is also going to be out there. And more than likely on the move. I think Andy's reached the point where he is just a nice. Let me think about this before I say this out loud. Is this a good comparison? Maybe not. I actually think these guys were probably a little bit better. I was going to say like Neil O'Donnell and Kerry Collins here. Because Kerry actually played an entire season. And they went 13-3. I don't know. You just want, you know, they're veteran guys that have been there, done it as starters. and they were just here as backups. And when you needed a patch of three or four or five games, they could come in and you not miss a beat. But that's that's what you know, that's what you wanted them for. So I think it's
Steady Eddie.
Yeah. I think Andy Dalton, I just don't think he's a starter anymore. I just think he is.
Look, if he's willing to be a backup and I'm John Robinson, that's one of the first calls I make.
No question.
Of saying like, hey, you want to come here and be our backup quarterback. He would be a solid backup quarterback for this team.
Absolutely. No doubt.
I don't think that's going to happen because I think there's – with the teams that we've talked about. All right, so let's look at what teams are going to be in the market for a starting quarterback. Okay, Arizona, they're good. Atlanta, they're good. Baltimore, good. Buffalo, good. Carolina, maybe, maybe. I'm not going to say that they're definitely moving on from Cam Newton. But you got Matt Rhule coming in there as the head coach. You're changing things. There is a chance that they go in a different direction. Do they?
If you want to get crickets at a press conference and to your fan base for selling tickets, then name Andy Dalton as your starter for next year.
Well, and I'm not saying the teams I'm naming aren't for Andy Dalton, just teams that could be in the market for a quarterback. The starting quarterback. So Carolina is a maybe on the list. I'll add Chicago as a maybe, but they would have to figure out how to get rid of Mitch Trubisky, and I think they're locked in with what they did to trade up to get him. Cincinnati, we know what they're going to do. Cleveland's good. Dallas, you would think it's going to be Dak, either via a long-term deal or the franchise tag. What about Denver? What do you think about Denver?
I mean, I don't know how they feel about Drew Lock. I don't know.
I think they like Drew Lock, but Flacco's got a year left. So, I mean, they could I know they could cut him, but if Flacco's healthy, you know, do they play that out again? Detroit, Matthew Stafford's name's been floated about, you know, could he be traded? Now, that would be an interesting move if Detroit traded Matt Stafford to another team, because I've always thought that Matthew Stafford was overrated, but I thought he was good, just on a really bad team. He doesn't have Megatron.
That would qualify, by the way, as a wow move.
Green Bay, you're good. Houston, good. Indianapolis, we know they're going to be in the market for a quarterback. I see them landing some of these guys that we're talking about because they got a pretty good team around them. The whole conversation with Andy Dalton is there a team that gets left out of the sweepstakes and they're desperate and they're like, okay, we need a quarterback and we'll see what happens. That's where I think Andy Dalton ends up.
By the way, why not in Philadelphia behind Wentz? Andy Dalton.
Sure, but that's backup. I'm saying a team that is desperate. I think that's where Andy Dalton has his best chance. And Mariota could fit in that category too. Because I think somebody that's desperate signs Mark. Like, Tampa, to me, would make sense that if they decide, all right, we're out on Winston, Winston walks, and they think, you know, they pursue Brady, or they try and make a trade, or they pursue Bridgewater, and they get left out in the cold, then all of a sudden, you know, they're like, okay, now what do we do? Mariota, maybe, or Andy Dalton. Tampa, to me, fits that mold. Because I don't think Tampa lands one of these big names.
They can use him as a backup, too, and literally do the same thing the Titans did with Tannehill. Have a guy who the entire NFL is not out on yet, and have a quarterback who this is his real prove-it year, especially if you franchise tag Winston, and it either lights a fire under Winston, or Winston plays poorly, you're 2-5, and you insert Dalton, and he just gets hot.
Yeah, I think that's a very good case, or very good chance. Ryan in Nashville weighs in on the text line for his wow move. AJ Green and Eric Ebron to the Green Bay Packers.
Who?
Ryan in Nashville says AJ Green and Eric Ebron to the Packers.
Mm.
That'd be a wow. Ooh. That'd be a wow.
Don't they have Jimmy Graham?
Yeah, but they can. He was either on a 1-year deal or they can cut him.
I think he might be a free agent too.
Yeah, I think he was just on a 1-year
deal. Yeah, I mean, you would rather probably take Ebron for sure.
Yeah. I think so.
I guess the question is what is AJ Green? I mean, I know everybody's immediately going, oh, the Patriots. But what does he have? Well, What does he have left? I mean, he didn't play a down this year. He didn't. How much did he play the year before? Maybe half a season? I mean, how much has he played in the last couple of years? What does he have left in the tank?
I can't think of the last time he started and finished a season without missing at least two games.
Well, I mean, he's got a lot in the tank, but, I mean, can he stay healthy? He's always hurt. I mean, he hurt his ankle in preseason, early on in preseason, his ankle, and didn't play a down. And they acted like for a month and a half, he's coming back, he's coming back, he's coming back. Nothing.
Can I throw another team out there that we haven't mentioned that should probably be in the market for a quarterback? And I don't know if they're smart enough to do it, but they should be. The New York Jets. Sam Darnold's awful.
No, he's not going anywhere.
Well, I know, but that's why I'm saying I don't think they're smart enough to do it, but they should.
He's their guy. Looks like there's been a trade with the Bruins and the Ducks.
Oh, really?
Have you seen this?
I have not. I've been looking
at quarterbacks. David Backus and a first-round pick to Anaheim.
Wait, for real? For what?
Yep. For Ryan Kesler. I'm kidding.
Yeah, I was about to say, what?
How do you say his last name? Kasha? It looks like it's Case. It's not Case.
Yeah, I think it's Kasha.
Kasha? Andre Kasha? That's who they got from the Ducks.
For Backus and a first?
Backus and a first.
Interesting.
And a prospect. Axel Anderson. Prospect, first round pick, and Backus for Kasha from the Ducks. Interesting.
Okay.
We'll talk to EJ Raddick at 12:30. When we come back, let's find out who or what is on your list. We've got a really good prize attached to it, but we're going to need you to get involved. 615-737-1025. We do that on the other side to kick off hour number three next.